So my question is, have you ever ran into the female version of that, though?
You are listening to Cuck Zone.
What do you mean? Urban Voices.
Like, so most of the time, stuff like that is being done by niggas, right? But have you ever ran into, like, the burner page with the wild shit that's legit a woman?
Yeah, a lot of times. It be on Twitter.
So same for me. This is my question, though. Does it seem to you that the women is worse than the men when they like that?
Yeah.
We are definitely worse than men. We're
wrongest is not just me. I'm just asking because I ran into one not too long ago. And I ain't gonna lie, the shit she didn't say, I ain't never heard no dude say. And I'm just sitting there like baffled because I would expect it, you know, outside looking in to be the other way around. And in my past experiences, this is the way that it was. But this chick just...
But that's why we're able to get away with it because... But that's the thing.
Like when something is expected of a man, usually that's when we're able to finesse it.
And really get away with it for a long period of time because the assumption is it's a man. But... Mm-hmm. All we've done is just sat back, watched, critiqued, and perfected the art. And then we executed the plan. And see, when it comes to a woman, men just automatically assume, she don't know what she's doing. She don't know what she's talking about. And that we use to our advantage every single time. And that's why men be looking stupid in the end.
Yeah, I know women are way more strategic than dudes. Y'all get away with a whole lot more.
Nah, I definitely got to agree with him on that. And I would think, you know, on the sneaky tip behind the scenes, I would definitely expect that to be a woman dominated thing. Cause like you said, y'all just get away with shit.
Of course, the society treats them differently. Like, think about it like this. You know how many dudes, including myself, has lost their virginity to an older woman? But nobody bats an eye because it's okay for a woman to sleep with a younger dude. I mean, it's not okay in the sense, like, when you think about it, but society don't really penalize women in the same way they penalize us. See what I'm saying? Like, you have a lot of dudes out there that lost their virginity at like 15, 14, 15, and the girl's like 25, 26, 30, right? And the crazy part is, not only that nobody bats an eye, if they do get caught up, they get a slap on the wrist. We'll give you 1 or 2 years in probation. You fine. You good. Women are more, and then when it comes to finessing, women got that shit down pat.
I'm sorry, it's not funny, but it's so true. Like, you really look at it, and like, they assume, okay, you got a 40-year-old man and a 16-year-old girl, or a 18-year-old girl, and it's like, oh, you know,
he
preyed on her and he waited till she was legal, not realizing that women have the same capability. The problem is, as long as there is a drastic age difference, you can play on someone's emotions and everything else, especially like when it comes to the whole prepubescent stage versus, you know, like it's no difference. The issue is they just look at it as men are more, have more of a history and a tendency to be volatile. And so they look at it as, oh, it was forced, or it was this, or it was that. Women can do the same thing. Honestly, we're worse because like once scorned, like the possibilities of retribution are endless. Like, we'll come up with the sickest stuff. And the only thing they're going to think is, oh, she was hurt. Like, a man does it and the intent was to harm because he's dangerous.
And this is where I go back to the woman are way more strategic. Because see, us, if we want some pussy, like we like some, we gonna go for it. Like women, y'all got a plan. Y'all, the way y'all maneuver shit, y'all do shit in steps. Y'all ain't never gonna just go to a youngin and just be like, yo, let me get that D. I mean, y'all work y'all way into it. Y'all finesse them in there. So when y'all do get caught up, it don't look as bad as like, I mean, she was hurt and she was down bad and they were communicating back and forth and she he was kind of like her therapist, her shoulder to cry on. So I could kind of see how she got caught up in that. You know what I'm saying? Like, women know how to navigate the waters and they're like the best finessers.
You know, so I've had this conversation a few times. I actually believe I've had it with the hubby a couple of times. Like, I'll take the example of like just having a random, just a random over one night stand, right? For a man, it's as easy as going into a bar, finding a chick, taking her home. All right, cool. For a female, it's as simple as you walk into a bar, you're gonna have multiple people hit on you. You're gonna have multiple ones wanting to buy you a drink. But now, in the back of your mind, unless you are absolutely reckless, in the back of your mind, your train of thought is, am I gonna make it home safely? Who knows where I'm gonna be? What if he's crazy? What if I go back to this place and I'm raped or I'm kidnapped or I go missing? Like, there's a whole nother train of thought.
You are listening to Cuck Zone.
Men are known. Men are, for one, way stronger. Men can easily subdue us, you know? So, like, I can understand where, like, society would try to brush off the fact that a woman can't do this or a woman isn't as this. And in some cases, it's true. We aren't and we won't, because we are usually very meticulous, because when we do something, there's always lasting effects. You know, like, let's take STDs, for example. We could be in a committed relationship, never stepped out. Our partner steps out. STD comes back. You think he's going to own it? No, it's going to be us off gate from the beginning, you know, especially if there's ever been a rocky patch in the relationship. Like, women always have to be overly cautious, overly mindful, always have to have a backup plan, because 9 times out of 10, when things do go wrong or go left, we are to blame. I don't think like men really look at it that way, but like a lot of times we are to blame.
Yeah, but that's what I was saying about the double standard. Like, stuff that is okay for us to do, it's not okay for y'all to do. Stuff that's okay for y'all to do, it's not okay for us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But that's just society. That's how society gives these things.
We could fuck like 20 different women in one night. Yo, he's the man. The girl fuck like just 20 different dudes in one night. Man, she's a slut. Oh, she should be condemned.
Like, that's exactly what I was thinking.
So I think because of that line of thinking,
I said, I'm not gonna lie, I'm the exact opposite, but
hush, we're just a different breed.
Such is life. Go ahead, bro. I was listening though.
No, I was saying, like, I think because of that line of thinking, how society categorized, you know what I'm saying, what men are supposed to do and what women's supposed to do, that kind of fueled women to be able to finesse better. Because now they have to, you know what I mean? So they don't have to look a certain type of way, be judged a certain type of way, and for their protection, when they don't know certain people, when they, you know, when they trying to step out or creep, it kind of put them on guard. It got their finesse skill on point. Cause us, we ain't gotta worry about that.
Yeah. I mean, I've always been the type of nigga to like move differently. But
I definitely watch that. I'm always a dude with a bunch of female friends around because, like, I work in music, so that's all I fucking see, right? And so I see this shit all day long that she talks about. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've had a gig that I'm loading in for, and before I can bring the sound system in, whatever female vocalist we got for the night then already got 3-4 different offers for the night, and she's spending the rest of the night literally trying to decide on which is the best option for the night. You know what I'm saying? And I'm always like, I can never see a dude putting that much effort into it, because it's just like, okay, you choosing me, I'm choosing you. Let's go.
No, that's why it's simple.
Sorry to cut y'all off, but you got to.